You ready for Friday, Keith?
I'm ready for Friday, Jones.
It's been a long time.
Has it? Since Friday? Since the last Friday?
Since we had football.
That's six sleeps.
With the Pats.
Yeah.
I'm itching for it to a degree, but
that's
yeah,
true.
It feels like it's been longer than just 1 week since the last Friday.
Been a long time since the Patriots played a football game.
It has been. Well, you remember
they didn't look great in it either.
We came in last Friday and we're like, okay,
yeah,
that was foundation shattering, and that was against the Jets. I don't know that it's going to go a ton better.
Niners are banged
up this week.
Niners are banged up.
Well,
the MASH unit,
are they?
Well, they got some guys that are coming back, yeah, but they got some other guys that are in, you know, Germany trying to get healthy. So
they're not as banged up as I was hoping. Purdy's going to play. Debo and Kittle were both in practice yesterday.
Yeah.
They're not quite as banged up as I was hoping for, personally.
It's not.
So we'll be talking about that game all day long here on Jones and Keith. You want to discuss the Pats and the Niners. Thoughts, predictions, feelings on it. The Patriots have any shot this week? Is this the end for Jacoby Brissett? All things we've discussed, you can jump in at 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. Whole bunch of ways you can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram. Follow along at Jones and Keith. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI there. You can check out old interviews, old segments. You can watch live on YouTube. So certainly worth doing. Keith, the Patriots have any shot whatsoever this week against San Fran? At last check, they were either 10 or 10.5 point dogs.
So there's the old any given Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say no. I don't think so. And, you know, obviously there's upsets all the time. And, hell, I did not think they were going to beat Cincinnati, and they did. But I think that has a lot more to do with Cincinnati than it did with the Patriots as the weeks have kind of gone on. But I think San Francisco, after losing back-to-back games, and they're at home, and I think they are going to – this is going to be sort of a get-right game, as they say, for San Francisco.
Yep.
As you mentioned, some of those guys that were on the fence probably will play. Not sure they really need him necessarily. I mean, you look at what Jordan Mason's been able to do for him so far this season in place of Christian McCaffrey. He's been really good. I think a guy like Nick Bosa might have three sacks in the game. Like, I think their defense is going to just be a real problem for the Patriots, who are still searching for their offensive line. I know City So might be back, so that's great. But it might be their fourth starting left tackle in four games. That is brutal.
Okay. Damontre Jacobs.
Bring him on.
Could be their fourth starting left tackle in 4 weeks.
So, no, I don't love their chances.
That doesn't feel great against the 49ers of all teams.
Well, especially when, and not to hammer this point home, the first tackle sucked. So now it's the fourth guy. So this guy couldn't beat out the guy ahead of him, who couldn't beat out the guy ahead of him, who couldn't beat out the guy ahead of him, and that's who you're left with?
Yeah,
That's scary.
Well, Chooks quit.
He quit.
Vidarian Lowe now, again,
looks like a stud.
We've been saying this. Yeah. He sounds like he's like an all-pro left tackle the way we talk about him.
It's like, oh, the pace.
But they just had Vidarian Lowe.
Tony Baselli. Just get him back out there. He'd be fine.
And so they're just losing guys left and right.
It's a mess.
And, yeah, that doesn't feel like a great formula against San Fran. Now, if you wanted to talk about taking the points and the Patriots covering, like, maybe I'd meet you there. But I'm with you. This doesn't feel like a game that's shaping up well. Even despite the long layoff, the extra time, they feel not banged up, but depleted at a key area like left tackle. They're still starting Jacoby Brissett. You know, the Niners, for all of their rough stretches and poor start to the year, they still are able to move the football, throw to Juwan Jennings, run it with Jordan Mason. And so, no, I don't give the Patriots much of a chance, which, of course, means a new era could be coming for the Patriots, because I think if they lose this game, we've been talking about it really all month, but specifically this week, I think if you lose this game, that's the end of the line for Jacoby Brissett. And I do think there is now a healthy amount of reporting, or at least beat writers alluding to that fact, and even the team itself. We've seen Drake May get better on the field. He's better in practice. Gerard Mayo said it the other day. Alex Van Pelt, you're going to hear it coming up. Oh, growth from Drake May. His teammates are talking it up. Various stories to Mark Daniels, Phil Perry, other beat writers. He looks great on the practice field. He's doing this. He's doing that. We could talk to Dietrich Wise about it here on a Patriots Friday. Maybe Jeremy Springer, Patriots special teams coach, can give us some insight on what's going on as well. And so I think you're starting to get a lot of hints out there because the team knows this is what we're doing this week. We already see the writing on the wall against San Fran. And the first month of the year will be a certain version of the team. And going forward, it's going to look different. And I guess long term, that's good. But for this weekend, I don't expect it to work out very well.
No, I kind of think it might be one of those, you know, how the Jets kind of snapped out of it. The Jets didn't look great weeks one and two. And then week three, like, the Patriots was exactly what they needed, and they looked a lot better. And now their future for this season is so much brighter. I think San Francisco's in a similar boat. You know, they lose to the Vikings. They lose to the Rams in a game which they really should have won. Like, they had that game won in the fourth quarter. They end up losing it. So I think they kind of take it out on the Patriots. That's my guess.
Yeah. I don't know that it bodes well for them the way the game's shaping up. And will it be a bit of a last stand for Jacoby Brissett? That's something we can get into here on Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday here on WEEI. And every Patriots Friday, we are joined by members of the New England Patriots. Today, Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman, joining us here on a Patriots Friday. Is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich Wise, how are we doing today?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. It was a poor showing, to put it mildly, last Thursday against the Jets. You guys get some extra time off and added time to prepare. What'd you do to take advantage of that time over the last 10 days?
Some R&R, and then some reflecting, and got back to work on Monday.
All right. What makes Trent Williams so good? A guy that you'll probably be lined up against a few times coming up on Sunday. One of the best left tackles in the league. But what makes him so good?
A guy with good feet, vet, been in the league for 12 years now, knows how to hold guys, throw guys down, and get to what he needs to do to allow runs to continue to go forward. So he's a very savvy vet and knows how to use his hands and feet very well.
You say he knows how to hold guys? Are you suggesting there's a lot of holding being done by Trent Williams?
I see. I bet some holding as well. Probably
a little bit of holding going on. Yep. We were just talking about before you got on the air all the injuries the Niners have sustained. Maybe they're getting a touch healthier. We don't know if Debo or Kittle are going to play this week. No Christian McCaffrey. How have they looked different, or in what ways are they different without Christian McCaffrey?
I think they're still going to be a team to be dealt with. They have a great guy in their backup running backs. Purdy still runs the show. 15 still does what he does best. And I think they still have a great system over there. So it's a plug-and-play system that I believe in. And I think that they just kind of put guys in those spots, and they still make things happen.
Yeah, what do you see out of Brock Purdy? I feel like he's kind of a polarizing quarterback around the league, because I personally see him like, he doesn't have the strongest arm. He doesn't really wow you, and yet his numbers are great. The win-loss is great. Not that that's specifically a quarterback stat, but when you watch Brock Purdy play, what stands out?
His ability to get the ball to where it needs to go, and also he's able to use his feet when he needs to as well. So if he needs to scramble, he'll scramble. If not, he does a good job placing the ball just so that the receiver or tight end can catch it.
Dietrich Wise of the New England Patriots joining us here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. On WEEI, you mentioned his mobility. Jerod Mayo spoke about this. We talked to DeMarcus Covington last Friday, losing contain in the pocket against Aaron Rodgers, allowing him to get outside the pocket. I know that was a focus going into the Jets game. What went wrong there, and how do you clean that up?
Really just containing the quarterback, and that's pretty much it. Didn't do the best job at that, but now we know what we need to do to fix it. And we'll do that.
Obviously, you guys spend a lot more time on defense watching the tape of the opposing offense. But I'm curious, how much do you watch other guys at your position? And you see somebody like Nick Bosa, who will be on the other side this week, who's had quite a bit of success. You know, I think it's 18 and a half sacks a couple of years ago. But do you watch a lot of other pass rushers around the league?
Yes, I do.
What do you think of Bosa?
I think he's a great pass rusher. Does a good job of bending edges and utilizing his edge moves of power.
You have a favorite NFL city you get to go to? At least a time ago, San Francisco has maybe taken a turn, but a time ago I used to like to visit San Francisco. Do you have a favorite NFL city to visit?
Really, I have a stadium that I like.
What is it?
Ooh.
Playing Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
What do you like? What do you like about that? You a big fan of Sticks, Renegade? What do you like about that?
Terrible towel.
Yeah.
It's always the atmosphere. Like, there are night games always cool to play in.
That's not bad. You played in San Francisco before, or is this going to be the first time?
This is my first time.
I'm curious, what has the atmosphere been like inside the locker room during some of the team meetings? Because you guys start the season with an upset win, had to be feeling pretty good about Cincinnati. And then the Seattle game, obviously a tough loss, but you're right into the end and it's overtime. And then as Jones kind of pointed out that, you know, Thursday did not go your way right from Jump Street. I'm curious, does it feel the same in the locker room being 1-2 as it did being 1-0 or even before the season started? Or does it feel a little bit different in there now?
No, it's still the same. We're still motivated, we're still hungry, still ready to prove ourselves to ourselves, to our teammates, to the world. Even though we had a little hiccup, that's not going to derail us. It was only week three. Going into week four, we know what we can do. As we always say, the true test of a man's character is how he is after he stands up, and that's something that we always believe in, that we still have that fight within us. And we're going to prove it Sunday.
Okay. You get the 49ers on Sunday, as we've been discussing. Something we like to do on Fridays, we ask a four-pack of questions. Our favorite player growing up on the opposing team. Do you have a favorite 49er or a player you like to watch on San Francisco when you were younger?
I'm going to say no.
That sounds like a no.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a no.
Oh, nobody? Wow. No Jerry Rice? You didn't like Jerry Rice?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he's my favorite player. I watched him, his highlights, things like that. I used to watch Armstead and DeForest Buckner when I was in college.
There you go.
So they're like a few years older than me, so I kind of watched them when I was coming into the league. But other than that, that's about it.
Okay. What was the team you liked growing up? Were you, you're from what, Virginia? So was it Washington, or who was your team?
So that's a good research there, my guy.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
I was a big Michael Vick fan, so I watched the Atlanta Falcons. And I actually was an Atlanta Falcons fan just before Michael Vick got there. And then Michael Vick got there, it just made it better. So I was like, it's pretty cool.
Okay. Nice.
You're like Chris Chandler.
Yeah.
Okay, are you a Madden guy, Dietrich?
Am I a Madden guy?
Yeah.
I play every now and then, but okay. I don't really play that.
How about back in the day, though? Did you let people play with Michael Vick, or was Michael Vick outlawed in Madden? Because you shouldn't have been allowed to play with Michael Vick back in the day.
Four.
It wasn't fair.
Nope. I want to say it was Madden 04 or 08, one or two.
Yeah.
He was on. Right. So, yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah, that's because you weren't in the game, though. You would have shut him down. I'm sure Dietrich Wise and the Patriots take on the 49ers on Sunday. It's Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Dietrich, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you very much, man. Yeah, good day.
All right, thank you.
Dietrich Wise, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market.
Hates the Niners.
The art of fresh. No, I like
hates
that.
Hates the Niners.
They're our opponent this week, Jones.
Yeah, I don't like any of these guys.
You think I like the 49ers?
No, I don't.
Jerry Rice?
Chew them up, spit them out.
Joe Montana?
Nope.
Steve Young?
None of those guys.
I wipe my ass with those guys. Thank you very much. Right. How dare you?
Wow.
They're the opponent. They're the enemy this week.
Man.
How dare you?
All right, well, locked in, though. As the text line pointed out, he's a big feet guy. He did reference feet quite a bit. I don't know if I missed like something, but he did talk about Brock Purdy's feet, Trent Williams' feet, Nick Bosa's feet.
You see, since we're talking feet.
I'm not a feet fan.
Yeah, I don't.
They're kind of gross.
I'm going to be honest, I don't get it.
Everybody's feet are gross. Yours are gross. Yours are gross. You listening, yours are gross.
I don't get it, but I guess maybe that's part of the appeal to those
you bring your best foot forward out there.
Yeah, maybe that's part of the appeal to those who like feet.
He was with the Niners staff for a while, wasn't he? Welker?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
He's still coaching in the league, isn't he?
Is he with Miami?
Yeah, he's with the Dolphins.
That sounds right. Miami, yeah. Yeah, for maybe follow McDaniel.
He's like, he could still go play.
but speaking of feet, you see, Bill O'Brien was on the Games with Names podcast, Julian Edelman.
Yeah, he talked about Belichick, huh?
Talking about how Bill didn't wear socks in his shoes.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I do that sometimes.
You go, okay, so I'm a big, like, I'll wear flip-flops all day long.
You're right, not me.
But I don't go bare feet. In the shoes.
Oh, it stinks. I do it. It's horrible.
That's inhumane.
Oh, my car's awful. It stinks in there. But yeah. I don't like the look of the sock hanging out, though.
Well, get a short sock.
I know I do. But sometimes they're in the wash.
Or get a shoe that's made for no socks.
I don't think that shoe exists.
Yeah, no,
you're
it
talking about Crocs.
You get like a Sperry or a Croc or something like that.
I'm not getting Crocs.
That's no socks.
The ones that have the toes on them are whatever those are called.
Oh, rock climbing shoes, Nick.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Like a flip flop. A flip flop.
The ones that have the actual toes.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's like a glove for the foot. I don't want those.
Yeah, you don't want that? That's not for you?
No, I don't want those. So I'm wearing socks today, though. But yeah, sometimes I don't, and then it just stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Blistery feet?
Yeah.
Although, I'll tell you what.
No, they're not blistery. They just
might
stink.
They might be with no socks.
I'm not doing anything athletic.
But
I'm
hang on.
Walking around.
I'll tell you what. Those blistery, stinky feet could probably make a lot of money on online.
It's true. There's a market for it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think that's part of the appeal, the grossness. It's like, oh, yeah, that's dirt. That's a dirty foot.
It's nasty.
That's a dirty, nasty, gross thing going on there.
Step on that cake. We're not going to step on the cake. Step on the cake.
So if he doesn't want to answer questions about the opponent, he doesn't really want to answer questions about his team.
About anything, more, as it turns out.
Well, more feet questions. It turns out we did not ask maybe enough foot questions.
You like a foot in a slipper, a foot in a stocking, a foot in a pantyhose? What do you like? Where do you like your feet?
What Bill's feet smell like?
Yeah.
In retrospect, probably a good question, actually.
What's your favorite foot scene from a movie? And why is it Selma Hayek jamming her toes down Quentin Tarantino's mouth and From Dusk Till Dawn?
I say, if it is, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
It's 100% a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, he's a big, in a related story, he's a big Tarantino guy.
Loves
Once
it.
Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Dude, that's wise.
If he wants to talk about Tarantino, we got a whole thing set up.
I don't think he wants to talk about much, quite frankly, but you never know.
Do you think he volunteered for this Patriots Friday thing, or was he assigned?
Honestly, I think this is a fair question.
It is a fair question.
I think it's a fair question. The Patriots Friday guests that we get. Do they want to do it? Is that something they openly want to do?
I think Gonzalez probably campaigned for it on Monday.
Do you think they drew a short straw?
I don't get it.
Do you think every week they go, not my week?
So I will say, we have a rotation of players, but there is no formation to the rotation. You know what I mean? Like, we have, it's kind of like, here's who you have.
This is what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if every week they play like rock, paper, scissors, and they're like, you got to go on. You got to do it. Yeah.
You're going to talk to Jones and Keefe this week?
Because we had Wise today. I don't think that, means we'll have him on. We have no idea who will be on next Friday.
Oh, I bet he is fighting whoever he can to get back at it next week.
It's going
to
be a loss. It's going to be a loss.
Who's your favorite Dolphin?
Yeah. Who do you think? Jawan Bentley, I thought, was pretty good. And unfortunately, he's done on this. On IR. We're not going to get him again.
That's not going to work out.
But Monday, I assume we get Hunter Henry and Gonzo again. Those guys will be chomping at the bit. To us.
Depends on who gets the short straw.
No, they both will be on.
Are they? Well,
no, they have been.
No, but we've had different guys on Mondays.
Oh, we have?
Yeah. Yeah, Keith.
I can't keep it all straight. All the days blend together.
All the good answers. Just kind of run together for you.
Okay. I love it.
I mean, if that didn't get you fired up for Pats and Niners on Sunday, I don't know.
Nothing will.
617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. That was Dietrich Wise of the New England Patriots. We're going to talk to special teams coach Jeremy Springer. I want some insight on this this dynamic kickoff. And why the Patriots won't kick to the... Why don't you try to gain an advantage on this play? Well, let's get to the bottom of that, or maybe some foot questions. We'll find out.
Really good. Yeah, no, he's continuing to grow. I think the game experience the other night will help him, only help him, moving forward. But, the plan's in place, and I think we're sitting to see him starting to grow on the practice field as well.
That was Alex Van Pelt discussing the growth of Drake May. I think you're getting a lot of that from the Patriots this week because they know. I think they know, Keith, what's going to happen on Sunday against San Francisco.
Most likely.
They know how it's going to go. They're 10.5 point dogs. It's going the wrong way the last few weeks. And so they know. Jacoby Brissett's out there. Sacrificial lamb. If he gets the stuffing beaten out of him again, and they can't move the ball on offense, and they get smoked, they're going to Drake May next week. And I think you hear it from Van Pelt. Although he does still reference a plan.
Yeah.
Which I didn't love hearing in that answer. There's a plan. We're following the plan.
Plan could be week 5. We don't know.
If that's the plan, then fine. The plan was week 5, but you're starting to get, I think, from beat writers, from Mayo, who probably wanted to do it week 1.
Yeah.
From Van Pelt, I think you're starting to get a lot of warning signs that if the offense doesn't turn it around this week, and I don't think they expect it will, I certainly don't expect it to, you're going to get Drake May.
What do you think kind of pushes the plan more? Is it the play of Drake May in practice? Is it the play of Jacoby Brissett on the field? Is it just the win-loss record and the feeling? Because, again, the loss to Seattle versus the loss to New York is just a much different feeling.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nothing went right with New York. Yeah. And it's really not even all the offense's fault. Like, that was just top to bottom was a bad game. So if they have another game closer to that, I would feel like that alone would kind of push, would sort of tilt the scales a little bit. Because I don't know if Jacoby Brissett is capable of a great game, right? Like, I think what he's capable of is another turnover-free game.
Right. Managing the game.
What does that really get you?
Right.
So at some point, they do have to make the move, and we don't know when it is. I still am hopeful that the plan was week 5. You know, we were on this as soon as it came out and then confirmed by Mayo that he was getting 30% of the reps. And as he said the other day, that's 30% of the reps with the ones.
Yep.
So he's also
he's
playing
also
a lot.
Getting show team reps on top of that.
Yeah, he's running around like Brock Purdy this week as well. So he's like has the opportunity to make plays and just play football a lot. And they don't normally do that with quarterbacks or backup quarterbacks around the league. So I think week five could have been the plan all along. We'll see. But I think there's a chance.
You good?
No, I'm just so emotional about that Wise interview. I don't know what happened there. At one point, did he drop his phone?
Nick, can I hear Dietrich Wise again? I want to hear this.
If you missed any of it or you want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app.
I want to pull – for sure do that.
Yep.
I want to pull back the curtain. Before the interview, I genuinely thought this was a good idea. I say, Keith, I go, Keith, we do the Friday 4-pack.
Yeah, we do.
Let's start at – because these guys really don't answer anything. They don't want to answer anything.
No, not really.
So I go, let's ask them – the question we ask every week about your favorite 49. I mean,
it's a
they
great
must,
question.
It's an opponent on the other team.
Yep.
It's not a random organization.
There's no wrong answer.
This is not the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No.
It's very open-ended.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite 49er? We discussed this before the interview. This was a plan.
Yeah.
This is a plan I had that I thought was a good idea.
No, it was.
Here's how that went. Do you have a favorite 49er or a player you like to watch on San Francisco when you were younger?
I'm going to say no.
That sounds like a no.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah, I don't think he, by the way.
You could have said no right off the rip.
We thought he dropped. Was,
7 seconds.
Wait, why did he
seven
pause
seconds?
7 seconds?
7 seconds before Keith.
Honestly, okay. I had to break it because it was so awkward.
We thought he dropped. I thought he dropped.
It was so awkward.
I thought we lost his phone. No, it turns out, one more time, he was there. He was there the entire time.
He was
that,
there.
Man was, that man no, was just he was there. There. He's like, I'm not taking this
Do you have a favorite 49er or a player you like to watch on San Francisco when you were younger?
Two, three, four, five.
I'm going to say no.
That sounds like a no.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a no.
He was there the whole time. He's
so
like,
my
yeah, no, that was a no. I'm not answering
that.
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven.
If you or I didn't say another word, would he have just played a game of chicken and not said a word?
I was ready to.
How long could we have gone?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Let's find that out next week.
I mean, I think that much dead air, something happens. Like, the station, like, triggers something because
no,
like,
no,
you can't
true.
Have it.
That is true.
Fine, it's on its way.
Yeah, is that what happens? Yeah.
Something. I'm like, what is going on? That was insane. That was like a 7-second pause.
I think a real...
And he only said something because we both started talking, thinking that maybe he like hung up.
No, he's in character.
I think you offended him with that question.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, he's in character, Keith.
No, but maybe
you're a wrestling guy, and so it's like yeah, he's, you know, I'm not gonna talk about the opponent. 49er or a player you like to watch on San Francisco when you were younger?
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
I didn't say no.
That sounds.
Who's your favorite player right now?
Yeah, I didn't ask
no,
him that.
That's a weird question, and that would have been like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm not a fan of anybody on the other team.
Actually, maybe you could be. Like, whatever. These guys do jersey swaps all the time. I'm sure they are fans. But anyway. Yeah, he really didn't like that question.
No.
That's an odd thing.
Also, he's only a few years older than me. He could have even broke it like Patrick Willis or something.
Ooh, good one.
Well, he did eventually say
Armstead
he watched
Buckner?
Eric Armstead and Buckner in college, which yeah. I was like, all right, really not what I was going for there, but whatever. If you liked him, you liked him.
Would you want him to say Ronnie Lott?
Yeah, like, I mean, he's not that old. I mean, good question. Not to foreshadow the 4-pack later.
No. Well, listen,
but,
could hear that name
look,
again.
Look, that's less than an hour from now. Friday 4-pack on Jones and Keefe. I promise we'll answer without 7 seconds. Oh, maybe we should do 7-second pauses.
Just stare at each other. Like, are you thinking or like, do you just not have one? Like, I don't know what that was. Because normally when somebody, like a normal conversation you'd have with another human
yeah.
and you ask them a question and if they knew the answer was no, they would say no.
Yeah.
Or if they were thinking.
Good question.
Because somebody says good question, it doesn't
second.
Mean it's a good question.
No,
it just means they're stalling
I'm
for time.
I'm buying some time.
Yeah, but they're letting you know that they're thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, or you go, who yeah. is my favorite 49er?
Repeat the question. Good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, boy, let me think about that.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's a no.
All right. We could have used that 8 seconds ago, Dietrich.
Yeah,
but so I think a legitimately good question the next time we get players on is, why do you do this?
I know.
I think it's a good question. Why do you do this because you want to?
Yeah.
Do you do this because you're
think
forced
they get
to?
Sweet tickets, maybe?
Is that
not
it?
For them, but like for their family,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
There's gotta be something.
Yeah. Did you lose a bet? Why are you doing this? I think it's a legitimately good question.
What do you want to talk about? That's where we should start it. What would you, like, if you were just talking to someone, what would you talk about?
Yeah, you can talk about
all
anything.
These guys have podcasts now and they can't come on and talk.
You can talk about anything.
Talk about anything you want.
Anything you want. What do you want to talk about?
What are you talking about?
You watch Vince McMahon?
You watching that? Anything hot that's on Netflix?
What does the word government mean to you?
That'll be next
week. I'd go there. What I would go there.
You see, the NFL was asking rookies, they posted this on Instagram the other day, how many holes does the straw have?
I wasn't sure where that was going. How many holes does the straw have?
Yeah. Okay. So then, you know, something to kick around a little bit. See what he says.
What were people answering?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one or two.
Isn't it two?
Isn't it one?
Is it one giant hole? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, that's we sort of get wise talk. I'm sure you'd be a chatterbox
is
about it.
Is it not two?
It might be one.
It might be, or what is it?
I don't know if there is an answer. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Like, that's what we got to do with these guys.
Okay.
That's fine.
I thought we were doing that. I got to be honest. I thought your favorite 49er was basically. No.
You offended him.
Wasn't exactly Mike Wallace level 60 minutes hardballs there. I kind of thought we were going.
Gotcha media.
I kind of thought that's what we were doing. Yeah, was he sitting there like, oh, well, he wants me to say Charles Haley.
I'm like, hey, Dietrich.
Charles Haley masturbating on his teammates and things like that. Ah, gotcha.
Hey, Dietrich.
Gotcha.
Time now to get one on the Jones and Keefe hot seat. Who's your favorite Niner growing up?
Who's like, lights are right.
That's a no.
Like, all right, forget it.
Hot under these lights. Hey,
worth
wise.
A shot.
All right.
I don't know.
Go to the phones here. Johnny's in Brooklyn.
Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
What's up, guys? How you doing? I kind of want to know how he got the fencing like celebration when he tackles people at sacks. I don't know.
It's a better question than anything we had.
We'll add it to the list, Johnny. Don't worry. I can't. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm concerned you put Drake May behind this offensive line. Sure, we say, like, oh, if he gets hurt, it's football. They all get hurt. But what if he just gets sped up the way Mac Jones got sped up? That's how you ruin a guy. So, you know, we think that he's going to save the day. I think we better hope to get somebody to play offensive line first. What do you think?
Okay, I mean, I get it, but I don't think that's happening, and I don't want to just redshirt him all year because he did such a bad job finding an offensive line.
I don't either, but is it fair to say for this week, and obviously they're not going to Drake May. I would have played him this week. He had 10 days to do it. But is it fair to say they might be on their fourth left tackle, Vidarian Lowe might be a week away, give it another week? That to me is fair.
Oh, and like Nick Bosa. Like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, fine.
It could be a nightmare. It could be a nightmare against the Niners D-line with your bad O-line. But if they have City So, Onwenu, Andrews, I don't know, either Laden Robinson or Walt, like, you can't play behind that? I get it. Left tackle is the most important. They don't have a left tackle. That is an Elliott Wolf failing, but you're never going to have five great offensive linemen. So, like, what's the point? Like, when can Drake May play? How many offensive lines in the NFL would you feel comfortable playing him behind? Or at least where it wouldn't be an excuse.
Yeah, how many do you think?
Four, five, ten? Tops?
Ten tops.
Eight? Yeah, ten tops. But even then, like, nobody's offensive line is that good. But I don't know. We circled for a number of reasons week five, second home game, Miami. And Miami's not even as good as you thought, so it's actually even a better spot than it was to begin with. You gave him like a month to sort of sit and watch and see what it was like. And not just sit and watch, he played in the third game. Like, the fact that they even threw him in there in the third game makes me think, like, they are more open to playing him sooner rather than later.
We knew it was close. They were one of the last team to announce their starting quarterback. And so we knew it was close. I'm with you. Thursday night was proof that it's real close. It's real close to happening. And we could see him again on Sunday in relief at Jacoby Brissett, and now he's a starter going forward. I believe that. So what do you think about the game this weekend? Do the Patriots have any shot? Is it the last stand for Jacoby Brissett? It certainly feels that way. All your thoughts on our player interviews here on Patriots Friday. 617-779-7937.
Yeah, that's a no.
We're going to actually answer the question in the Friday 4-pack coming up at 11:20. It's a Friday, which means, Keith.
What do we got?
Time for Keith's Keys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give away Keith's Keys today, but let me tell you, he brought them, literally and figuratively.
That's right.
So that's later on today. And we'll also get to the thing that people just won't stop talking about, won't stop asking about, water cooler talk at every office across New England. Who are Jones and Keith taking in the Bozo touchdown parlay?
Oh, boy.
Paid out 1,200 smackers last week, and it only cost you one ham. Let's get to it next. We're coming up on 11 o'clock here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. If you missed any of Dietrich Wise, it was a doozy. It's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch the full interview on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A lot of faces being made, I'd imagine, in the video of that interview. So go check that out. We'll be talking to Jeremy Springer, the special teams coach of the New England Patriots, here on a Patriots Friday as well. But it's time
for, I think,
yeah,
Survivor Pool 3.0 and the Bozo Touchdown Parlay, or just the Bozo Touchdown Parlay?
Well, so the reality is we've tried not one but two Survivor Pools. We are currently in week 4 of the NFL season. Nick won the first one
after 2 weeks.
Yep. You won the first one just last week.
We circled back last week, and everybody except for me got knocked out.
Yep.
So Survivor Pool 3.0. How many people
do we think?
How many people in their office Survivor Pools do you think are still alive?
I mean, this has been a weird year already, so probably down to the few. I mean, we tried it here twice. So, I mean, I bet a lot of Survivor Pools are done, don't you think? Now, some of them are, like, hundreds of people are in them.
Yeah.
Dare I say thousands.
Maybe.
So, maybe there's a few people still alive, I guess, in that, but they're tough. So, should we just throw one out there just for giggles?
Him? All right. I mean, I'll throw one out.
Right, who do you got?
Niners 10.5. That seems pretty easy.
You're going there?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Anybody else taking the Niners? Oh, Terps taking the Niners. Nick, who do you got?
I got the Jets against the Broncos.
I kind of like the Jets
pick. Against Bo Picks again for the second week.
Oh, would you leave it with Bo Picks?
I like the Jets
pick. Nice win.
Long layoff.
Yeah.
West to east for Denver. But it's Bo Picks. I kind of like the Jets pick.
Bo Picks had no picks last week.
Okay. Well.
It was nifty Bo Nicks.
Means he's due.
No picks.
Means he's due.
No, it was Bo No Picks.
Yeah. Bo No Picks is what he was.
No picks.
Lanny, who do you got?
I'm taking the Chiefs over the Chargers.
Okay.
You know what? Fool me once, fool me twice, fool
Don't
me thrice.
You dare.
Cincinnati Bengals. It'll be the third time I'm taking the Bengals. They can't go 0-4, can they?
Well,
they are playing a red-hot Andy Dalton in a revenge game.
Revenge. Red Rifle Revenge.
Give me the Bengals.
Yeah.
I'm going down with this team.
I like it.
I'm taking a big swing.
Every week.
Pick them 17 times.
They are 0-3.
Yeah.
And I've bought back in once
they
again.
They can't lose every year.
I don't think they're
or every week, I mean.
And they could. It's happened. There have been defeated teams.
It has happened.
No, they got them. They're going to take on Carolina.
I wanted to take Houston, but they have too many injuries. No Tank Dell.
Oh, yeah.
No, maybe no Nico Collins. So they have too many injuries.
I got
scared off
Joe
of that
Mixon
game.
Banged up.
Yeah. All right. So that's one I got scared
more
off.
More importantly.
Of. Bozo touchdown.
The Bozo TD parlay. We tried it. We debuted it week 2,
mm-hmm.
and Billy hit his. The rest of us missed. So then we trotted it back out week 3, and lo and behold, we won everybody $1,200.
5 for 5.
Not a lot of shows have won the listener $1,200 that I know of.
Yeah.
Maybe none.
Not so on a $10 buy-in, no.
No, not for one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe a $1,200 bet.
Yeah.
I already did $1,200. Like, what?
If you're like me and you lost a no sweat last night, you have $10 burning a hole in your pocket in a bonus bet right now.
So this one is only one ham, $10. Who do we got? I added up the numbers,
okay,
and so I'll have that for you. But who's scoring a touchdown this week,
Jones? I'm going back to the well against the Washington Commanders defense. James Conner, it's the highest total on the board. I think it's like 50, 51 points, something like that. So the Vegas expects a lot of points scored in this game. Washington is poor run defense. You saw my guy, Zach Moss, close out the Bozo touchdown parlay last week.
With room to spare.
So I'm going back. Yeah, an extra 40 seconds. So I'm going back to that well. James Conner gets in the end zone. He's a heavy favorite to do so. He's minus 145, at least when I saw the number yesterday.
Weighing it down.
So I am weighing it down a bit, but I expect him to get in the end zone. That's my pick. James Conner, right. Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Monday night game, so we could really build the tension once again
if it all
plays out. But
like
I'm going to go with Tony Pollard. They call him Touchdown Tony. He is going to score for the Titans. Nobody calls him that.
Tony Pollard. He's a man. He can do it anytime.
Well,
he can do it anytime. And that's an anytime touchdown.
That's what we want. Anytime.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Tony Pollard against the Dolphins. The Dolphins have already allowed 5 rushing touchdowns, I think it is, in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Ooh.
So they have been susceptible against the run. So give me a Pollard touchdown on Monday night.
Okay. Billy, who do you got? Billy's 2 for 2.
Oh, boy.
Billy hit week 2 with That's Justin right. Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
You hit last week as well with, refresh my memory again.
Amon-Ra,
Sun God. So he's 2 for 2 on wide receivers. Who do you have?
I'm going with T. Higgins, going to that Bengals-Carolina game.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
T. Higgins, am I right?
Yeah.
Billy Bengals.
Billy Bengals over there. He likes picking those wide receivers, yep. But Billy's been hot. So listen to that. If you're going to isolate one, yep. I'd say listen to Billy. Nick, who do you have?
I really wanted Breece Hall, but he was all along the Jones of minus 145. Can't do it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's right.
I was considering 2 Breece Hall touchdowns, which was in like plus 425.
Wow.
That was in the spirit of the rules, though.
That would have been insane. We start doing 2 touchdown parlays?
How about a Bozo double touchdown parlay?
I kind of want to do it. Yeah. You'd get like 100 grand if you hit that.
Okay. Who are you going with,
though? But, Jones, as you mentioned, everybody on Houston's banged up. Nico Collins might not play. Tank Dell already listed as doubtful. So give me Steph Diggs. The Jags have the worst secondary in all of football.
Yeah,
so
they're poor.
Steph Diggs to score a touchdown.
I like it.
And Terp is going with, and I think this is
They call him Touchdown Terp.
This is...
This is testing the limits of the Bozo touchdown parlay, I would say.
Yeah, I scoffed at this.
You know what they call this in basketball? Is a heat check.
Heat check.
Terp has given us a heat check.
Yep.
Travis Kelce gets in the end zone.
He's due.
The man is due.
But I
Wash touchdowns or Wash players score touchdowns. That happens.
True. Yeah. Offensive linemen score touchdowns sometimes.
Good
so
point.
Travis Kelce at this point is an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
They barely target him, but he is due.
Yep.
Because Terp tried to tell me, he's like, well, he's good against the Chargers. I'm like, yeah, he used to be good against everybody.
Mm.
He's not anymore.
Wait, so hang on. You did the math on this? This is all it is? Am I dragging it down that much with James Conner? We got James Conner, Tony Pollard, T. Higgins, Steph Diggs, Travis Kelce.
I know.
One ham, 10 smackers.
It should be more than this.
Only gets you what?
$774.94.
It's a PlayStation in two games.
That's a great point.
That's
Bill.
A good point.
It's PlayStation in one game.
It'd be your third.
Well, what if you get like one of those like games as like a platinum?
Well, you already won two PlayStations last week, so maybe just
I got them stacked next to each other.
Buy
I
all games.
A third one, bang, put that there.
Now buy all games.
Imagine that you walk into my house like, is that three PS5s?
I feel like it should be better than that.
So
that's all
the one
it is.
That was hoarding them all when nobody could get them.
It should be better. No, I was actually late to the game on that.
Yeah,
no,
but you have to buy it in a parking lot.
No, I eventually got one via the mail from a trusted place. So I took yours out, Jones.
Uh huh.
And. Let's try to add somebody else that's like plus 120.
Yeah, like you know who I liked as a backup? I liked Mike Evans as a backup. Does that juice it up a little bit?
Oh, Mike Evans?
Mike Evans, Tampa.
Let me find this because let me see where.
Gas that up a little bit while you're doing that.
Let me gas it.
Text line here, 37937. What's the Bozo touchdown parlay? Did I miss it?
Oh, get a clue.
It won $1,200 last week for numerous listeners.
If you swap out, and we're not doing this because
I'm committed to James Conner, but just to check the numbers on this, what would Mike Evans gas that up to?
$1,100.
Still?
$1,100, yeah.
No, I know, but still, how?
Well, Mike Evans is plus 140.
Why are we still lower than last week? Is my question. Why are we lower than our $1,200 from last week?
Because
they weren't all plus money last week.
Thielen was plus 280.
Because he had Thielen.
Thielen was a monster touchdown last week. I forgot about that. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Thielen.
But we'll tweet this out. So it is. I mean, $775 is nothing to sneeze at.
No,
it's a PlayStation and plus.
PlayStation Plus.
And then some.
PlayStation and at least a game.
PlayStation and a second remote.
Yeah, you want another controller?
That's even more expensive than the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, nice.
Let's not start telling people what they can get because they might be wrong.
So there you go. That's the Bozo touchdown parlay. Somebody's going to have to text Wiggy, so he'll plunk down on this. He said he wants to follow along after the winner last week. Also, this one, we started a knockout pool last week. We started a knockout pool, rather. 153 entries. We are now down to 7.
That sounds right.
So those 7 people are looking for advice on their survivor pool.
Don't come to us.
We're probably not the people to come to, but we gave it anyway.
Take the Bengals. They're due.
Not that you asked for it, but we gave it anyway. We also gave you a Bozo touchdown parlay. Free money there for you here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. We were watching Thursday Night Football last night. We have some takeaways as it relates to the Patriots. It's a great rookie wide receiver class. Should the Patriots have gone after a wide receiver at number 3? We'll get to that next.